BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. The bangers are back. Rizzle Kicks play an epic round of innuendo bingo. And Chris goes to my favourite bush to see how far people will go to catch a Pokemon.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
It's a bit farty in here today, I don't know why. Is it you?
It's definitely not me. No,
sometimes
and I've confirmed that.
Farty smell.
And also, to cover it up, you've just... No, don't do it again. He's spraying deodorant around the place, so it just smells like a changing room now. What are you going to say to the Rizzle Kicks when they come in? How embarrassing.
Well, that smells better than what the smell was before. They're on at 1.45 today on Innuendo Bingo. Hope you're right this afternoon. Right, I've got a situation at home.
What's happening?
One of my friends who, he's very handy around the house, so I asked him the other day if he would mind, my doorbell's not working, right? And people are at my house all the time, they're like, they have to text me to try and get in, because it's not working, I don't hear anything. So they're either like banging on the door, or they just text and go, I'm here, I'm outside, and I'm like, I'm sorry, the doorbell's not working. So he kindly offered to put a new one on for me, because I don't know what I'm doing. I only found this out this morning. He did it yesterday. Someone rings my bell this morning. Next door neighbour, actually. Very nice, just moved in. And this happens. Now, actually, I did this video, okay? Listen to this, please. That is not cool.
It is cool.
I just wanted...
What is it?
I don't know. I just wanted a normal, like, bing-dong or something. Like, what is that? Mm. I'm stuck with that now.
Oh, but that's brilliant.
Every time. That does not bring all the boys to the yard, does it?
Oh, no. What's the new neighbour going to think when he calls round with the sugar?
Terrible. And I found out that he has been speaking to one of my other mates, the one I used to live with, remember my ex-flatmate? Yeah. And he came up with the idea of getting that doorbell, so thanks a lot to both of them. Terrible.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Rizzle Kicks are in for Innuendo Bingo at 1.45. Let's make it a good one today. Mostly new clips as well, because it had a week off last week. There's some great ones today.
New clips, but dirty sheets.
Yeah, I think that could be the reason for the slight smell in here. Dirty sheets. Dirty
some
sheets.
Dirty sheets in here.
Hello, Laura in Suffolk, who says, hey, I watched your Road to France last night on BBC iPlayer. Well done, lads. Then I had a dream that I was on a date with Scott eating snails at a fun fair. Oh, love, the heat's getting to you. If you want to see our little documentary, which we made on the road to the Euros, I mean, I'm so out of my depth. And do look for how many times we sniff our fingers in homage to the German football manager. It's on the Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer. Go have a look and then give us your comments. Let us know what you thought of it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Rizzle Kicks.
Oh, what's going on?
Lads.
Hello.
Jordan, yes. Harley, how marvellous to see you.
Scott, thanks. Crush.
Right.
It's really nice to see you too, Scott.
I'm getting immense summer vibes off you.
Yeah. Is it the vest and that?
Yeah, it's the vest and that.
Bucket hat.
Yeah.
Oh, the bucket hat.
The bucket hat is good.
I found that.
It's actually mine. He stole it off me at Glastonbury last year.
Yeah, that happened. But, I mean, let's face it, things change. And and sometimes people wear clothes.
Do you two still get styled together? Do you have to share a wardrobe?
No.
Or, like, how does it work?
Mate, no way.
I don't think we've ever shared a wardrobe.
Shared a wardrobe. Listen, the new word today. New word of the day, Sean.
Do you share a lot of clothes?
No.
Right.
Never. Although, there was a couple of moments, I think about 4 years ago, where I'd notice Harley wearing a pair of my boxers and I wouldn't really know why. And he'd go, I don't know what. Boxers are mine and not mine. And I thought that's incredible because whenever I wear boxers, I'm very conscious of the fact that they are a certain style and colour.
Right. No.
Yeah, but you don't write your name in them, do you?
I don't write my name in them, but I mean, they're quite distinctive.
And you're quite particular about that, aren't
Maybe
you?
It's me. Maybe I just know what underwear I have on.
So if he had a pair of yours on now, you'd be like, they're mine. You'd know.
Of course. Yeah,
you know what every pair
concept
of...
For someone to not...
Do you know what all of your pants look
yes.
like?
Yes.
How many
every
have you got?
Every single pair.
No, apart from, like, there's a few, like, kind of, like, H&M, like, white ones that like could, you know, be anyone's. You know, like just they look like plain
could be
white.
Anyone's. they're not celebrity pants, are they?
No, but I mean, like for ones that a lot I've bought because I like the style of them or the colour.
Yeah, I get
like,
it. I get it.
Do you know what I mean? Like, right. I've got some like purple ones which I really like.
Yeah, nice.
Got you.
You know, okay. Stripy ones.
I think wearing someone else's boxes is a little too far, even if you are in a band together.
We were living in a shared accommodation at the time with two other boys, and somehow Harley just didn't know what.
I remember asking you about that house before. So you're not in there anymore, no?
No.
Oh, that must have been emotional.
I mean, it
was disgusting.
It didn't last very long.
It was a horrible place to live.
We had to move out pretty swiftly.
Why? You didn't owe the rent, did you?
It turned into kind of like more of a dungeon than a home.
We called it the dungeon because it was...
I think I remember this, the dungeon.
Yeah.
And why did the dungeon have to end?
Unhygienic, really.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, hygiene issues.
Mm-hmm. With you two or the other two? Were the other two part of the original Rizzle Kicks or something?
I wish.
This quite a while ago.
That would have been great. No, they're not. They're just friends of ours. I feel as though a deal was made on a drunken night in Brighton and then life carried on and... The deal kind of stayed the same.
Mm. And then you still in touch
with those
friends?
It was something along the lines of,
oh, yeah.
When we're 18 or 19, do you want to live with each other? And I think me and I was like, yeah. And then it happened.
Yeah.
And then did you break up kind of thing?
I actually still live with one of them.
Yeah, Harley lives with Ben.
And there was any particular reason you had to, apart from hygiene, did you not get on anymore? Or is it?
Oh, us?
Yeah.
No. Well, I don't know. Maybe Harley got a little... I'm quite full on, I think, to spend time with. So
no.
It's like,
also,
there were points as well where I used to like wake everyone up. I'm like a real morning person.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, I can't deal with Harley's that.
Harley's isn't. And I used to jump up and play DJ Fresh Gold Dust really loudly in the house.
Eight in the morning.
Because I thought it was good to get everyone...
Do you know what? There was a couple times when I'd hear it and get ready for
it. That's what I'm saying. It's motivational. Motivational.
I think that was like 20% of the time.
Yeah. Right. No, I've got better now. Anyway, I've calmed down a lot.
Excellent.
ADHD and that.
Right, so you've picked the correct day for Inyona Bingo, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't think... Does anyone really care about how wet we get today?
No, I don't mind. It's boiling hot outside. So
I've got my change of clothes.
We've done this a couple of times, haven't we, lads?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And have you bought an extra pair of pants that you really like?
I'm currently wearing a pair that I like.
Oh,
and,
what are you going to change into? I mean, because it's going to get wet down there.
I have
got
a spare pair in my bag, yeah.
Excellent, good. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm really enjoying Chris trying to explain to you while that was on about how he doesn't... Well, he's done with time zones. He doesn't think they're necessary in life.
It is a bit weird, that, mate. You need to have a differentiation between morning and evening.
You don't know.
You do.
Otherwise, you'd be waking up in the dark and falling asleep in the night.
But I think...
It'd be difficult.
No, but what I'm saying is you just get used to it. Why can't we just have the same time around
everywhere,
the world,
but the
some places
time.
Will be dark at 3 p.m.
Well, okay. Yeah, I know what you're saying. So for parts of the world, their morning is darkness.
It's just... How do I explain this? Their morning can just be at a different time, right? But we don't change the time.
I get what you're saying.
So people just wake up at 1 p.m. in the morning.
Right. But what about if our morning was at, let's say, 7 p.m.
in the morning?
Well, that'd be a bad draw.
Yeah, 7 p.m. in the morning.
But you'd be still happy to go. You'd be still happy to go through with that, would you? For one time for the whole of the world.
Happy about it.
So there'll be parts of the world that work from like there isn't 9 to 5. It's like 7 to 4.
Yes. Yeah. But let's just keep the times. Let's keep one time.
Sometimes start work at 7 p.m. Get home.
Absolutely blow my mind, Chris. Sometimes.
Yes. Brilliant. Great idea.
Okay. Let's play Innuendo Bingo.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's really good to see Rizzle Kicks, and they're about to get very wet. If you want to watch it, it's on the Radio 1 website. You
already can get quite
it.
Damp.
Damp already, yes. computer, laptop, phone.
Let's get it all
so
out
many, the way. So many ways to watch.
Jordan was just wondering how he can submit a clip.
Yeah, I heard something.
Have you got one?
I mean, I haven't got one on me, no.
Right, no.
No, but you heard one and you weren't sure what to do with it.
Yeah, I heard it on radio. So
right. Normally you would have to. Normally you'd have to email it in, but seeing as you're famous,
but how
you
do
can
you
just tell us.
How do you tweet. Email it in?
Or just tweet if you want.
Tweet it.
Tweet
or,
one of us.
What, just go, oh my God, I just heard this at this time on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll fire the tweet to
tweet
somebody who works on the show. And
gotcha.
That's how it works.
Gotcha.
Got it?
Yep.
Okay, water, please, in your mouths as much as you can.
Right.
First, we're going to the Golf, the Open, on BBC Two. Peter Ellis, one of the best commentators out there, he's pretty much seen everything that happens on the golf course over the years, which is why he sounds so calm when he witnesses this.
Justin Leonard. Winner here. few years ago. Oh, he's weak, that ability. Yes. It's doing its best for him. Remembering old times. Just a little kiss of the balls there. He wasn't old enough to shave last time he was here.
Oh,
look at
come
him now.
On.
It's going to be good. Oh, it's gone over your shoulder, Chris.
Yes, it has, yes. Yeah.
Just a little kiss of the balls there.
Oh, jeez. Right.
It's going to be a wet, this one.
Sorry.
You need to retaliate, Chris. It's not like you.
Sorry.
Thank you, Tom.
That was hilarious.
Tom in Lancaster for sending that one in.
Just a little kiss of the balls. Of the balls there.
And now, we're going over to Sean Keaveney on Six Music. Water, please. It's fair to say we all get a little bit more relaxed, I suppose, when the weather's warm. I worry that Sean might be too relaxed when he's on air.
Exactly. But, on the upside, we're still here. For now. And it's quite summery, isn't it? I've come in my shorts.
Oh, my word. Oh, man. This is going to be very
it's always good when you're on. Sean Keaveney there from Six Music.
I don't know why that's funny. I have no idea why that's funny.
It's just innuendo.
I've come in my shorts.
Thank you. Bert sent that one in. Thanks, Bert. Love that we've got listeners called Bert. Imagine that, a Bert listening to Radio 1. Now we're going to The Chase on ITV. I can tell you from personal experience, it's absolutely terrifying when you first meet Anne Hegarty, the governess. But even she has things that do put her in a better mood.
You got so nervous, she's clapping you on the way over, so don't clap.
I want her to like me.
It's too late, she hates all of us.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi.
I don't hate you. I'm in a really good mood now that I've got Dick.
This is the wettest one for ages. Chris, you looked really shocked then when the water hit. Chris, are you all right?
Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
George's just casually spraying. He's like a whale.
Like an orca.
I did.
I enjoy it.
I'm still laughing.
Carry on, I know.
It's just really funny. Wow.
Everyone's got a different way of playing, do you know what I mean? That's just your way.
Yeah.
Water, please. Water, please.
I'm in a really good mood now that I've got Dick.
She'd just beaten Dick, the contestant there on The Chase, of course. Thank you to Anwyn for sending that one in. Any clips to Scott... Wow, that was spray.
It's still there.
It's like a mist. Any clips you've got? Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Okay, here's some water now, please, and the next clip. Restore some order here, please.
I can't breathe.
We're going to BBC Radio Lancashire. Now, I used to find this when I was in local radio, but when you are an ambitious local radio presenter like Graham Liver, you just feel that you can't say no to anything that producers make you do.
That's us centred now.
Right.
And then I'm going to go in and do...
You're sticking your thumb in.
Sticking the thumb in, and I'm going to...
Keeping it nice and moist, nice and wet.
That's what you're going to have to do.
Oh, yep. Don't worry, I will.
See, you just have to do it. Graham there, learning pottery. Thanks for sending that clap.
I think I had a bit of spit.
Yeah.
Just kind of swinging off my chin before I spat at you.
Keeping it nice and moist, nice and wet.
Maybe snot. I don't know.
Snot. Excellent.
Yeah, something's burning my eyes a little bit.
Well, it's a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, who knows what liquid it could be?
Yeah.
Water, please.
Yeah, some kind of Rizal Kick fluid is reacting with my eyes there.
Burning eyes. My retina.
It's all right, mate.
Water, please. Oh. Now we're going to the hotel inspector, Alex Pulitzi, on Channel 4. Alex is very annoyed with the owner of this hotel. He's been a very naughty boy. And Alex has her own unique way of teaching him a lesson.
Oh, my gosh, a hotelier who doesn't like facing his guests again. This is my least favourite problem to deal with. It sounds like I'm going to have to really give him a pounding.
I got that one in a bit early.
The hotel inspector there. That's what she does with the shy hoteliers.
It sounds like I'm going to have to really give him a pounding.
Thank you, Jenna, for sending that one in.
I know, yeah.
You got it?
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Got it.
Jordan, you're like a sprinkler. Mm. Just even when we're waiting for the clips, yeah, just little ones. Mm.
Just little ones just pop out.
It's just like I'm breathing. Yeah. You know? Little you know, sprint. You kind of see like a whale.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm glorious. Filling my blowhole.
That's one.
That's definitely one.
Water, please. And now, ITV News and Yvette Cooper is about to be interviewed. Something I've learned as an interviewer is that you should never speculate when introducing someone.
Well, one woman who certainly got into politics, and I don't know whether she was stimulated at university or at her secondary school, Eggers in Alton.
Come on.
Oh, no. It's just the voices they say it in, I know. It's just fantastic.
Yeah. I say uni.
I don't know whether she was stimulated at university or at her secondary school.
I think uni.
Freshers.
Water, please. Channel 4 is a place in the sun now. What a show. Don't quote me on this, but I think, and this is my own personal opinion, that Johnny Irwin might be doing this show for all the wrong reasons.
What's the plan?
I think we're going to come back out in a few months and have another look.
Well, I was coming to Thailand hoping for a happy ending, but we've got close.
So much water. I believe that a place in the sun should have both happy and sad outcomes. Otherwise, that'd be boring.
Sneeze on it.
You're gonna sneeze.
Oh, it's gone right through now.
Has it?
Hello.
Those are some damp shorts.
They're very damp.
I reckon you messed up with the material a little.
Do you think?
Or we've just been aiming there.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the latter, actually, because I've got the same material on as you.
And my favourite shorts as well.
Yeah. Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they'll be all right in the wash.
Watford's finest.
Watford by name, Watford by nature.
What does that even mean?
You do the math.
Okay, water, please.
You do the math.
You do math. Water, please.
It means...
Come on, lads. Finally, it's over to BBC Radio 4's Today programme. I think this weather forecaster really needs to stick to just doing the weather.
6:58, Philip Avery with the weather.
I'm slightly concerned about tit obesity in the southeast.
Aren't we all?
Oh, God.
And that was today's innuendo bingo with Rizzle Kicks.
Oh, no.
What's happening now?
No,
it's a water fight. Stop that now.
Stop it.
Always happens at the end.
Pack it in.
Thanks, Rizzle Kicks.
Yo.
Even the governess enjoyed it.
I'm in a really good mood now that I've got Dick.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I reckon most people listening today are proper sweaty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Like, really, like... People listening now, you sweaty thing, you. Absolutely sweating out.
And no doubt people will be complaining about it, but you kind of got to embrace the sweatiness of this situation.
Yeah. Someone on Twitter here, me and my colleague are sweating and there's a bad smell. Problem being, we can't tell who it is. How do we find out? We had that earlier. We just put it down to people who were in here before, whoever that might be. I don't know. I'm not going to name any names, I'm sure. I'm not saying it's him. It's the last show that was in here. That's all I'm saying.
So where are you getting at with this? So you're basically saying lots of sweaty people about the place.
So many.
You're not helping. I thought you were going to suggest what could be done to help the situation.
Marcus says, I'm melting here in Birmingham. The only option is to move the office to my back garden. It's relentless. It's constant.
This is constant. There's loads of people who are using this as an excuse to go work outside or
100%.
Or in the garden. And let's be honest here. No one's working out in the garden.
No, they're not.
You're pretending to work.
You're just pretending. Scott and Adele are really sweaty. Sweaty Bettys in their car in Glasgow. That's what they say.
Do you know what? For once, if you are called Betty and you are sweating, like big up Sweaty Betty.
Absolutely.
Out there.
Today is your day. Today's your day, Betty.
It's your day. Embrace it.
I don't think there's any radio listeners called Betty listening.
Bet you, mate. I bet you. And I don't know how you
can prove
it.
Is it one of those names that's back?
I would need photo ID to prove it, but if you are a sweaty Betty,
get in touch.
Love to hear from you.
We had a Bert on earlier. Anything's possible.
Sweaty Bertie. Doesn't really work.
Okay, good. The Scott Mills Daily. It is like the one day of the year where you do kind of think, I wish I had a pool. don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, in other countries, that's not, like, a posh thing to have. They just have them. Well, but here, it's really like, oh, you've got a pool.
Well, you taught me this. It depends what kind of pool. Because if it's raised, that's well tacky.
In Australia, that is the most heinous crime with pools.
Yeah.
I heard a radio show once, and they were like, is your pool sunken in or is it raised? And they're like, oh, it's raised. And they're like, get off the air. Like, you've got a raised pool. Whereas I'd be quite happy with, like, a little blow-up paddling pool right now.
Yeah.
I really would.
Neighbours probably wouldn't allow it. Although you're saying you've got new neighbours now.
I've got new neighbours. She's gone. Yeah. Yeah, so great. I can do what I want. Get that planning permission back on.
Yeah, get that through.
Yeah. She's gone. I was out in my garden when was it? Last week sometime. And the guy was like, hi, mate, I'm Dan. I'm like, oh, excellent, new neighbours.
Did he bring round a cake or anything? How's he introduced himself?
I don't live in Desperate Housewives. Oh.
And what's his story then? What do you reckon? What kind of job? Is he just famous?
He's just having a barbecue there outside.
Really?
Yeah, seems to have a nice wife or girlfriend maybe.
Here's a great question. Did you get the impression he knows who you are?
No. Not in any way.
Do you want him to know?
Not really. Why do I care about that? Could have chucked me a sausage though. It smelled lush, the barbecue, and it's very literally just over the fence there having a chat. Right, there is a Betty. She's not a listener though. She's 88, and it's Callum's gran, and she's just announced that she is sweaty, and her name is Betty.
Yes.
Thanks for that, Callum. Lovely image.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's pick a song each and see which one gets chosen today.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Alicia. So, you are at work at the moment, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what do you do?
I work in a hair extension shop.
All right, is there many people in today?
No, everyone's out. Oh, yeah.
Do you find
too hot.
Do you find on hot days you sell less hair?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's going to happen, isn't it? Naturally.
Yeah, literally.
So, what town are you in?
Widnes.
Is that the industrial town in Cheshire, population of about 60,221?
Yes, that's correct.
And that's where the Silver Blades ice rink is, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and you've got a Super Bowl there.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Oh, it's all right, isn't it?
I think I know the one as well, Scott. Is that Breezers Nightclub?
Yeah, Breezers. You've been, haven't you? I can tell. Okay, good. No answer. So, Alicia, who do you normally pick on Baggers?
Oh, Chris.
Okay. Right, okay, well, that's fine. Let's see
usually.
What I've...
What? Yeah, usually, yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's see what I've got for you today on this hot day. Deadmau5, Ghosts and Stuff, have that.
Ooh, I like that.
I've got a new well, Chris.
Well, you need a new well. That's a good shout, that one.
Thank you.
I've gone a little bit you for my choice today. I'm almost feel weird when I say this, but it's a tune. It's Demi Lovato, Call for the Summer. I don't know.
What's happened to you?
I think it's the sun.
This is one of mine.
This is what I mean. Like, I feel like it's me pretending to be you on that one. It makes me feel a bit dirty, if anything.
Oh, well, thank you. So rude.
But it is a choice.
It's a choice. But what choice would you like to make, Alicia?
Well,
we'll compile all these noises later.
What we should do is compile everyone's noises, right?
Just a lot of noises coming from you, Alicia, no actual words.
All the noises of everyone that's on this feature.
Yes?
I think... Oh, no, I've changed my mind.
Oh, what?
I've changed my mind. I was so set on one, but I've changed my mind. I'm going to go for Deadmau5.
Yes!
No, I think that's the right choice.
You think this is the right choice for Demi Lovato?
I do think this is the right choice.
Do you
definitely.
Think you messed it up?
Yeah. 1-0.
Awesome.
We'll be right back.
It just came in my head last week, that track, and I've not thought about it or heard it for ages, and I thought that would be perfect for bangers.
It was. That was awesome.
It did sound good. I like what you've done there with Cool for the Summer, because hot weather. Was that a last-minute choice?
It was, yeah. Actually, even when you were playing a bit of it there, I was like, why do I do this?
It happens.
I don't even particularly like Demi Lovato.
Right. Okay.
But there you go.
You just were struggling for a song with summer in.
No.
Is that because they've all been taken by the summer mixes?
as it is a little bit. Mal on Twitter says, you two blatantly swapped bangers this week. It feels like experiment?
That.
It does. You wouldn't expect that, would you?
No. I mean, absolute role reversal there. But a lot of people saying that the right choice was made today.
It was completely the right choice.
Alison's been on saying, yes, what an absolute tune. I love this. And she says that she's just heard my new doorbell. But then realised it was the local ice cream van. Yep, this is what happens every time someone now rings the door of my house. So thanks to all my friends for that. You know who you are. Thanks for installing that brilliant new doorbell.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Such a
for days, perfect disaster, me and you.
Do you think he's got an amazing voice? I really do.
I think
you kind of forget, because you do forget what a great voice he's got.
Well, I think it's just hearing him completely different from the One Direction stuff.
But I think he had the... Well, I'm not going to say that.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say I think he had the best voice in One Direction.
Did he?
I think so. Strongest.
I've only really noticed it since he.
Obviously,
since
the others are great. Everybody, they're all great.
But
all of them.
He has now had a few songs out. I mean, he's
and they're
not,
all good.
It's not just going to be one song and go. It's working.
Because he's right. He's working with. He's got a great voice, and he's working with all the best producers and writers, which you can because you're Zayn.
And he is coming across like a rock star now.
Yeah, I love it. Snake Hips featuring Zayn. That is Radio 1's track of the day. It's getting a lot of love. Huggy the Topless Trucker, thanks for that. Well done to Zayn for getting CCTV into a song, I know. Well done to him.
Topless driving, that's going to be a thing today, isn't it? And yeah. I know that bothers you, the idea of a seatbelt on skin.
Oh, I don't like it! It really makes me... No, don't like it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, if you finish for the day, some people are knocking off early because can't be bothered cause heat. I think I'm going to need to go on Greg's Rage Against the Answer Machine soon.
What's annoying you?
Pokemon is doing my head in.
Pokemon, no.
Pokemon, it's a no from me. Mm. Look, it's not that I have an issue with grown adults playing it, just not all the time.
I think you're sponge.
In the office at Radio 1, I don't want to say any names, but it's all some people do. Like, do some work.
Right, that's where what annoys you. If people are using it on the lunchtime or something, that's cool, that's in your own time. But nothing annoys you more than when you walk around here. Like, for example, there's a table tennis table outside, isn't there?
Yeah.
Now, if you see members of BBC on the table tennis table, it really winds you up.
Cause people
you're
having
like,
fun.
Yeah, yes. You're like, do some work.
Yeah. I don't know why I've got that in my head, because, anyway. So, also, yesterday I was in a shop, and there was a guy kind of getting in the way of the queue because there was a Pokemon by the tills, like, actually disrupting people when they were shopping.
You've not really given it a go, though. Like, I think it's all right. I kind of got into it last week.
I know. Is it going to be over soon, though? Is everyone going to, like, calm down on it? Because I feel that it's really on right now.
It is really on. I think it's getting to the stage where people are just... I mean... You get to about this far in on it and you decide whether you really like it or really don't. Yeah. But you're right. It's very much on.
Yeah, I expected these messages. Shut up, fun police.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so here's what I want to do today. I want to see what length Pokemon fans will go to catch one. Now, I think... Where's somewhere a bit awkward near Radio 1? Actually, I know. You know that's a kind of like a big park... quite a green space near here, you know, next to that department store. It's full of like business and media types.
Oh, okay. The round the corner from the hotel.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
In that park, there's a really good bush.
Yeah. Okay. And how do you know this?
I'd rather not say. But there's a park and a bush, and it's next to that department store. You know the one I mean, full of business.
I think I know the bushes
I mean the park.
About one specific bush that you're aware of.
The park will have, it doesn't matter what time of day or time of year, it's always full of business and media types eating sushi and drinking extra hot, extra wet, double shot, skinny fraps.
And it's a very hot day today.
Fraps aren't hot. But so here's the thing. If you go to that bush and shout out something like, OMG, there's a Pokemon here, and maybe go for like a really or slightly rarer one that people want, how many people will come to your bush and try and catch it?
A flawed experiment, I think. How do I find your bush? Is there a plaque outside?
No, it's just as you get there on the left.
And you're sending me to the bush. This is what I'm doing now, is it?
Because
I'm off to the bush.
It seems that everyone wants to catch them, like, wherever they are.
This is stupid.
So let's see if people will actually go to your bush and try and catch the Pokemon, all right?
Right.
I want to see what lengths people will go to play this game.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, Chris, where are you?
I'm just in a bush at the moment, Scott.
The bush that we said about?
Yeah. I'm in that sort of park bit by the big shop.
Yeah.
There's loads of people doing late lunch, loads of people sunbathing. Mm-hmm. I guess there's loads of people that just kind of skipped work and have ended up here. And I've actually managed to... I had to have a good look around before I got in.
Because it
looks a bit suspect, doesn't it, going into the bush. But I'm in the bush. There's plenty of wasps about. So that's a bit annoying. and it's boiling hot. Although the bush does offer... I sound like Ray Mears, don't I? The bush does offer welcome shade from the sun. I mean, from the outside in, this looks a bit suspect. I am just... I'm crouched down, almost squatting, like, in a bush.
And are you visible at all?
I mean, I'm sure they could... If someone looked into the bush, they could see my face looking out.
Yeah.
I don't feel massively comfortable about doing this.
Okay. And have you tried to catch any Pokemon while you've been in the bush?
I haven't actually. No, I haven't. I haven't bothered. I am in a Pokemon hotspot around here.
How do you know that?
I know that because I caught a sort of rhino-looking one in here the other day. I had to take a diversion to walk through this actual park,
right?
To get the rhino one. So I know there's plenty of hunters about.
Okay.
Ah, sorry, Scott. Give me a sec.
What?
Oh, you know where you squat for too long. I'm just gonna have to sit down a minute.
Oh no, have you got cramp?
Oh.
Hey.
I'm in, I'm now sat down in the bush. What do you want me to do? I don't fully understand what you want me to do here.
Right, so you're in a bush. I think that if you're in the bush and you shout out, oh, there's a Pokemon, and maybe go for quite a rare one, then I want to see how many people will come to your bush to try and catch it.
All right, okay. I'm right in a bush, so I can really shake the bush as well. Can you hear that? Hear that, you see?
I'm so over this Pokemon thing. Right, so you're in this busy park. There's loads of people there sunbathing and probably trying to catch Pokemons. Do some work. Everyone's doing it. It needs to stop. Right, here's the thing. How far will people go to try and catch a Pokemon? Will they even come to your bush, Chris? I think you should say it's a really, like, a rare one and make it quite obvious. Shout quite loud.
All right. Well, I've got to be honest. I'm not... as into Pokemon, actually. It's sort of died away with me slightly, so I can't actually name what a rare Pokemon would be. All I've been catching is the rats and the pigeons.
We're just looking online for you for quite a rare one, okay?
Yeah, right.
There's one called Charizard, Chris.
And that's a rare one?
Fair, and people will know it if they play the game.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in the bush now. I think you'd be like, OMG, it's Charizard! Or something like that, and see how many people will come. Are you going to shake the bush?
Yeah, I'm really going to shake the bush.
Okay, how many people are nearby the bush?
Well, I'm looking out the bush right now. I can see four girls just sunbathing, and they're all on their phones, could be Pokemon related. I can see, if I look to my right, I can see a whole huddle of people having lunch.
Awesome.
It's really busy. It is really busy. We're next to a footpath as well.
Okay, this is perfect. Charizard, okay, as loud as you can, and remember, shake that bush and see who comes.
Ready?
Ready.
OMG, I found a massive Charizard in here!
Whoa, look at the size of it!
Alright, let's see if people come running.
Yeah.
There is a guy with his phone. Hang on, there is a guy with his phone
is
walking.
There? Do it again.
Oh my God, look at the Charizard. There's a Charizard in here. Right in the bush. There's a Charizard. I've only gone and found a Charizard in here.
I just love playing Pokemon Go, me.
I love playing Pokemon Go. Oh, look at... Can't believe it, I found a Charizard.
No?
No.
Nothing?
No, no one's... The girls are sort of looking up from their sunbathing.
Yeah.
The problem is, why would the bush be shaking? It's not the most inviting.
I don't know. Maybe do another one and don't shake the bush. Let's try again. Maybe with a more well-known one.
I just don't know how this looks from the outside.
Go Pikachu.
Pikachu, but yeah. So are we shaking the bush or not?
There's no point, is there? Just shout out.
Yeah.
Right, then no shake, but just Pikachu, shout it.
Fine.
I'm in the bush, I've just found a Pikachu. Can't believe it.
Why do you need to say I'm in a bush?
What?
Why do you need to say that you're in a bush? It's clear. I'm in a bush.
Come and see this Pikachu. I don't believe it.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I thought people were going mad for it.
People are looking at the bush.
Right, but they're not running to catch it, are they?
Maybe I need to make out that I've just run into... Maybe I need to act like how they should be doing. Watch this, Scott. I think this will work.
What are you going
to
do?
I can't believe it. I've just run into the bush here on the right-hand side and I've just found a Pikachu. It's right at the back. I'm throwing my Pokeball at it right now.
No?
No.
No. Oh, what is wrong with people?
I actually don't like some of the looks this bush is getting right now.
Really?
Yeah, actually, someone's coming over.
Oh, excellent.
I think we've got someone. Hang on. Just found a Pikachu. It's in the bush. Some people have literally sat down on the other side of this bush. So I think they're tempted.
Really?
Do you want me to stick my head out and ask?
Yes, take your head out.
Sorry, are you guys into Pokemon? No, no, wrong crowd.
I just wanted to sit down.
Wasn't for us.
Oh, this is rubbish.
I thought they'd all come running. I've seen videos online of like hundreds of people running through Central Park, I think it was.
Yeah, well, my friend was in a park near where we live the other day, and there's like 10 people just all stood around because a Pokemon had popped up. It's not happening to you.
Yeah. What is that phrase, Scott? One in the hand is worth two in the bush. I've never really understood what that meant.
I don't know what it means.
But I'm sure it could relate to Pokemon somehow.
I've never had two in a bush, but I have had one in the hand.
I just don't understand the phrase. Either way, your experiment's failing massively. Is there anything else you want me to do?
No, I think we need to abandon this. Get out of the bush.
Can I get out the bush?
Yeah,
now?
Get out of the bush. It's fine. It's not working.
All right, mate.
All right.
I'm going to have to give it a few seconds because I'd rather people finish their lunch and then leave.
Okay, well, so you're going to sit there for a while, are you?
No, I'll just come.
Okay, right. I'll see you when you get back. Another fantastic experiment there from Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris in Redditch says, the stuff you do on your show actually gets funnier, but I will always treasure the big weekend rubbish queue. Do you remember that?
This was at the Academy, wasn't it?
Yeah, just ahead of Radio 1's big weekend in Exeter, we got people to... Well, we kind of planted people to start a queue and then see if other people would join the queue.
Yeah.
And they did. And all there was just a rubbish bin at the front of the queue.
But genuinely, people joined.
People did join the queue, showing you that people will queue for anything. We actually done another video today as well, haven't we? Which is the Justin Bieber one. Do you want to tell people about that?
Oh, yes. Okay, well, basically, someone's videoed themselves trying to meet Justin Bieber. And
it's this terrible, by the way.
This girl is... I think if you look on the BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat Twitter, that's where I saw this. And it's a video of Justin Bieber, like, walking around a shop. This girl goes up to him and says... Justin, can I have a hug? I think she even might just put her arms out.
I don't think she said anything. She puts her arms out to have a hug.
It. And he literally just looks at her and goes, no.
And so we've tried to recreate that moment.
Yeah.
It's on mine and Chris's Twitter at the moment. It's actually quite good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Those are your Tuesday best bits. More of the same, but different. Tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.